Welcome to the Halcyon Washington page, Halcyon House. You're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about measles. This is part one of a two-part interview. We've been hearing more about measles recently, and there's been an outbreak in the U.S., in Washington State. Can you explain what's going on?
Yes. So there is an outbreak. What typically happens when you have an outbreak, especially in an unvaccinated population, is you have one individual, typically what they call patient zero, who travels to a place where measles is endemic, which means that it hasn't been eradicated there, whether it's because they don't have vaccines there. But regardless, that one person has exposure. And if they are then going back to an unvaccinated population, which is what we're seeing in Washington State, that case, that initial case zero, can infect 12 to 18 people. So one person in an unvaccinated population can infect 12 to 18 people. So you can see how you can have an outbreak really quickly. And according to the CDC, an outbreak is four people who have a connection to back to that one person having that same disease. So I don't think we've seen the end of this outbreak yet.
And before we get too far into this, what is measles?
So measles is a very highly infectious disease. It is spread through droplets, so basically like your snot, your mucous membranes. And so if you were to go into a room, let's say, for example, I have measles and I am in your studio right now and I cough, the droplets from my cough can live in the air for hours to 2 hours. They can survive on the surface that I'm touching for 2 hours. So if you bring in anybody else into this room for an interview over the next 2 hours, or you, just the people working here at KCII, come in for the next 2 hours, they're going to be exposed and potentially could become infected. So fever, cough, stuffy nose, bloodshot and watery eyes, loss of appetite, tiredness, and then you get a spotty rash. It spreads all over your body, but it starts at the neck and the face and it moves downwards. And you have an incubation period of about 10 to 12 days. So you could be exposed and then 10 to 12 days, you're going to start seeing symptoms. However, 4 days before you see symptoms, you can be infectious. So that's what makes this so dangerous, because people are exposing children, exposing unvaccinated populations, exposing immunocompromised people without even knowing that they're infected.
And it can be deadly?
It can be. So 40% of patients who do get measles have complications, and children under the age of 5 have the highest rate percentage of death. And the largest complication that happens is pneumonia, and that is actually what leads to the majority of the deaths. So 1 out of 20 people who get measles will get pneumonia. 1 out of 1,000 will get encephalitis, which is the swelling of the brain. It can cause hearing loss. It can cause mental retardation. It can cause a number of different factors. And 1 or 2 out of 1,000 will die. So it is, you know, it's something that if you don't have to be exposed to it, you definitely want to avoid it.
And the best way to prevent measles
is to become vaccinated. The first opportunity to become vaccinated is when you're a child, ages 12 to 15 months. So it's a two-dose series, and then typically you get it again at 4 or 6. So before you go into kindergarten, you typically get your second dose of MMR. So measles, mumps, rubella. And so rubella is like called German measles. So that is the vaccine that will protect you from measles. So the measles vaccine is a live virus, but it is weakened. And so you might have some reaction. You might get a mild rash. You might have a little bit of a fever. You might have an allergic reaction, but that's your body building an immune response so that it can fight off the disease if exposed. And so one of the reasons, too, that we're seeing this outbreak in the Washington area, and why the Washington State area, let me clarify. One of the reasons we're seeing it there and that we might see a greater spread is that in that area, the states of Oregon and Washington are more permissible than other states when allowing parents to opt out of vaccination. So different states have different requirements. You know, some states have no exemptions. Some states have philosophical exemptions as well as religious exemptions. And that's what Oregon and Washington have. They have philosophical, religious, and medical exemptions. In the state of Iowa, we only have medical and religious exemptions for vaccines, because this is a vaccine that is required to go into school unless you have one of those exemptions. So that is why in that particular area, I said I don't think that we've seen the end of it.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Washington County Public Health Administrator, talking about measles. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.